We are concerned because these provisions are very similar to what we saw with the 2010 proposal that we worked so hard to try to defeat and defund. The fact that these are back concern us, and really we're talking about the definition of competitive injury and undue or unfair preference. In layman's terms, it just means that USDA is going to be defining what is fair in the cattle marketplace. Fact of the matter is, these days we don't trust the government to make any decisions that are right for cattle producers. We definitely don't think they should be defining what is fair in the marketplace. A definition of fairness is really going to threaten all of our alternative marketing arrangements and value-added programs, because it's going to really cause the trial lawyers to take that definition and run with it. And there could be any opportunity in the world to come out and sue other producers, feeders, and packers. That liability, I think, will be reflected in pushing us back towards more commodity cattle.
Some changes were made to the rules that were first proposed back in 2010, and Woodall says some provisions they were originally against were dropped.
But the biggest provisions that have caused us concern within this entire process has been this overall definition of fairness. It is just too subjective. And when you have that subjectivity, that's what lends itself to lawsuits. And talking to other folks within the supply chain, that kind of liability is not something they really want to take on if they have to really subject themselves to being sued by a neighbor if another producer just got a little bit more for their cattle. And unfortunately, these days, people are very quick to pick up a telephone and call a lawyer, and that's not what we need, because, again, we think that that would destroy our alternative marketing arrangements, destroy all the work that we've done as an industry the past 25, 30 years to put in place value-added programs, and ultimately send us back to commodity cattle regardless of the investment that you have made in your genetics and your management practices.
But with the change in administration coming in a few weeks, Woodall says they are looking ahead at various things.
One is talking to the Office of Management Budget at USDA to see if we can show them that there are too many concerns here for them to issue a final rule. We are also looking at Congress, because Congress still has a role to play with the lame duck session. They could take action like they have taken before to defund this rule. And also, we could take legal action against USDA. So if these rules do come out, more than likely they would be finalized under this administration and implemented under the next administration. But regardless, there are actions that we can take now to try to stop that from being the case.